Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with. They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Did you enjoy Gobble Gobble Day? Really, seriously. And some of you still, email, text, whatever. And said, why are you running repeats? Well, because I want to be with my family. That's why. In all seriousness, I get a day here and there too, don't I? All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're seeing more and more and more things happening overseas, right? In the Middle East. Making us look like fools. We've got a president that half the time doesn't even know where he's at. It just again, just amazing to me. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to beat it to death, but I got to tell you, this is truly, it's truly getting old. And the fact that Trump and a lot of these polls are pretty darn close, but the fact that Trump and Biden are that close is it's just amazing, utterly amazing. You know, seriously, the way they talk about Trump, the information they spread about him, Trump is Hitler. Yeah, okay, I mean, he's acting just like Hitler. Really, we're the gas shavers, Messinos. We're the millions of people that he's killing. Where were those? And don't you dare say COVID-19, because we didn't lose millions of people, number one. Number two, it was a guy that sided with the left side of the world is the one that really gave misinformation and lined his pockets with all kinds of money. The stuff that you come up with is just amazing to me. What country should we go in and take over? Yeah, no, I hit the ground running. I got a lot to get off my chest. Right? Again, amazing. I have no other way to put it. Just amazing. And this is where the uneducated, or the lack of those that are educated, they don't have any clue as to what's going on. Later on, I'm going to play some clips. People in the street. Can't name. Young people. Can't name three countries. And when you ask them for three countries, obviously, they always start off with, America. Well, America's not really a country, but, I know what they're saying, so I'll give them that one. And one person came up with Arkansas and Nevada, and you're going, oh, my God. Where was that person's teacher? How did they get out of high school? How did that kid graduate? I don't care how they feel, because they're going to feel really stupid later on. You know, our founding fathers knew it, and they said it. They knew an uneducated electorate was going to ruin us. And it's so, so, so true. You're seeing it happen. You're seeing it happen big time, really. You know, Sam Adams, obviously one of the signers of the Declaration, right? One of the fathers of the American Revolution. Matter of fact, there's a funny story about him. If you do some of your own homework, you'll see that he didn't even have a suit to go to Congress in. And the community that elected him to go actually pitched in and bought him a suit. Right, that's how bad it was for him. He was not rich, and he didn't leave. They didn't do that back then. They didn't leave Congress rich. But he went on to say one of his speeches, a general dissolution of principles and manners. Well, more surely, did you hear that? Dissolution of principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy that we have. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when once they lose their virtue, they'll be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. How necessary then is it for those who are determined to transmit the blessings of liberty as a fair inheritance to posterity to associate on public principles and support a public virtue? In other words, you get rid of principles if you stand for nothing or anything that comes to your mind or the first thing you think is the right thing to do. The rest of us are screwed, and you're seeing that play out right now in the public square. I mean, I love the fact that in many communities, when you riot over somebody's death, that gives you the right to go in and clean out stores. Apparently, cleaning out a store will bring back the person that just died. I don't know. I'm not dumb enough to try to figure out how to equate this. Again, it's amazing to me. Anybody remember Ronald Reagan's line? The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government, I'm here to help." I love this. Today, one of Biden's aides butchered this big time. He actually tried to say, which I think is great too. He actually tried to say that these were words by Ronnie Reagan. You're going to have to wait now. We're going to hit it the other side of the break with Kimberly. I just love their ignorance. It's so much fun to make fun of. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We are celebrating, what do we call it, post-Turkey Day? I don't know. Some of you are probably still having turkey sandwiches, you poor thing. Nice thing about lasagna is you can eat it like cold. You can eat it and you stick it between two pieces of bread. I don't know. Whatever you want to do with it. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, you had a nice quiet Thanksgiving too.
I did. It was quite lovely. And then I just started the Christmas crafting palooza weekend with my sister. She actually came up Thanksgiving night.
Can you say that three times fast, though? I mean, seriously.
Christmas crafting palooza.
Wow. How exciting.
Yep. Oh, I know. There's glitter everywhere. There's still glitter everywhere.
Oh, God. So my granddaughter said this will come back from like a school party thing, and she'll have like glitter on her shirt, and it's all over me for, you know, the rest of the day. Kind of like craziness, but whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, I wonder I won't even say the vegans, but these real nut jobs that won't eat anything that they even might resemble an animal. What do they eat on Turkey Day? Like tofurkey.
I always am amused. I'm always amused by vegetarians or vegans who they won't eat meat, but everything they eat, they want it to be sort of like meat.
Like they want it to taste like meat, right?
Taste like meat, like, you know, fake meat. But it's not meat, it's plant-based. Well, why don't you just eat some plants then? I did it for like a year. I did like a vegetarian type thing.
Oh.
Not like, I wasn't a crazy person. But I just did it and it's gross. It's just damn gross.
You know what? I joke all the time. I go, you're right, right? You go to a hamburger joint like Burger King, right? Their big thing was the flame broiled burger and how it tasted and how it looked. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, do you know what it takes to take plant stuff out of the ground? How many chemicals are involved in getting that to look, taste like meat? Seriously?
Yeah.
Processing.
Processed food is the worst thing you can eat. Any processed food for every single human is the absolute worst thing you can eat. And that's what they're eating.
Well, you know, one fella, I think you've seen the video where the guy is, they're protesting the killing of cows for meat, right? And, you know, you need to go to plant food kind of stuff. And he looks right at her and he says, so how ugly or how cute does an animal have to be before you care what it looks like? Do you realize that when you're tilling that ground for those plants, it goes through the whole thing. You're killing gophers, you're killing this, you're killing rabbits, you're killing, it goes right down the whole list. So he's like, you know, and you can just see her face dropping as he's, you know, going on with it kind of thing.
Right.
I'm sorry. I just thought it was hilarious, you know?
It's ridiculous. They are some of the most ridiculous people on the planet. It's all those kind of people. They're just, I'm right, you're wrong, and you need to stop doing everything you're doing because I'm right and you have to do what I want.
And they truly, with the fights I've been having with people lately over an issue here in California, they truly have no real numbers. And when you start tearing apart their numbers based on fact, it drives them nuts. They don't know what to do with themselves.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
That's usually when they start with the ad hominem or they'll move the goalposts or whatever. It's always the same with leftists like that.
Well, you know, to show you, you know, I have a chapter in my book that says, why do they have to lie to win? And I wrote that book, I don't know, 12
years ago
or something
like
that. So in the book, I talk about things that they do and how they leave out terms and they don't paint the whole picture of what's going on. And it just happened the other day again. You know, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, Miguel, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
He went out and says, as President Reagan said, we're from the government. We're here to help.
He doesn't
left
know
us the whole,
about.
Right, the front end of that. The 9 scariest words you can hear.
Yeah.
Sorry. God bless.
But and you know what?
But they do
all
it
of us
so
know
naturally,
that.
Kimberly.
I know. So he said that, and there's a lot of really stupid, uninformed people out there who will believe that's what was said. Other people mocked him because they're like, buddy, are you stupid? No, it's intentional. When the left does lies, like, it's always intentional.
Yeah.
That's why you have so many people that we see that were dumbfounded, like, why are you supporting Hamas? Like, they don't get it. I mean, people literally on TV being interviewed saying, they aren't terrorist organizations. They aren't terrorists.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
it's bad.
No, they truly want to believe what they want to believe. You know, the feel-good. Somebody just said it to me a little while ago. It's a feel-good thing for them. It can't possibly be true if it doesn't feel good. If it feels good, then it's true, right? And I don't know. And then you heard Jean-Pierre again. Now, how long's Trump been out of office? A little longer than 90 days, right?
Yeah.
She goes on a tirade the other day about how it's Trump's, Biden's economy, ready for this one, is Trump's fault.
Oh, my God. I heard that. I'm like, here we go, Obama part two. I mean, Obama was blaming Bush even in his second term.
Well, what I thought was interesting was you and I talked about this ad nauseum, was when he first got in office for his first 6 months, everything that went wrong was, to your point, was because of President Bush. And everything that was going right, anytime good news came in, it was because of his policies that really he hadn't even implemented yet.
Right.
So.
Right. But people don't understand that.
Well, they don't pay attention. Yeah. And because we haven't talked to the economy, I got to tell you, at the supermarket, even when I went like 2 days before Thanksgiving, get a couple of quick things. I'm listening, I'm the nosy guy, right? I'm sitting there listening to people in line. They're all, I don't know what walks of life from. One girl had half red hair, for God's sakes. They're all complaining about the cost of the food.
Everybody
and how much
is.
It is.
My husband went tonight and just bought 2 pounds of ground beef because he was making a chili. You know, some canned, you know, kidney beans, whatever. It was like $35.
Wow.
One meal. And it wasn't like it was super expensive beef or anything. It's just no regular ground beef.
I'll tell you what I really love. We're going to break, but I'll tell you what I loved. Growing up the way I did, with all my cousins and everybody around, you now know the value of pasta and making home sauce. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly when we return.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intends to present a bill linking funding for Israel and Ukraine to the Senate floor as early as next week.
Aid to Israel, Ukraine, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza, and the Indo-Pacific are all related.
and demand bipartisan cooperation.
New home sales slowed in October, with the Commerce Department reporting a total of 679,000 homes under contract for the month. This represents a 5.6% decline from September, but remains nearly 18% higher than the sales rate from 1 year ago. An Oregon teachers union have announced an end to their strike.
The three-week-long Portland teacher strike is over. Yesterday, the school district and their teachers union reached a tentative contract that gives teachers pay raises, more time to prepare, and additional mental health supports for students.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Remember, come on, guys, don't blow this year. This is not that hard. You got about, well, just under 4 weeks, really, to be able to get your honey something for Christmas. And go to MyPillow.com, right? They got sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers. I can go through the whole thing with you, but really, seriously, don't wait till the last week. You know, head over there, use promo code Joe, you'll save 30 to 70%. And Mike has said, look, sleep with this stuff. Use this stuff until March of 2024. If you hate it, you don't like it, you're really not enjoying it the way you should, send it back. That's it. I mean, where else do you get that done? So check it out. You can't lose. You're going to support two people, I hope. You don't have a problem supporting two people. You're going to support me because I make a few bucks off of every sale. You're going to support Mike, who's spending all kinds of money trying to support causes that we support. And why would you give your money to the Chinese? I mean, you really have to have some, you know, you'll have to tune in tomorrow night with Dr. B. Get some mental health examination here. Head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, save 30 to 70%. Christmas is coming up. Don't screw up. Kimberly Murray joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And, you know, Kimberly, it's a mantra of mine. It's like, can you treat, please, as best as you can by here in this country? Stop. You know, stop playing around.
I totally, I'm with you on that. You know, I always, everywhere I travel, I try to support, like, small businesses.
Yep.
To buy things that are local, locally made. It's hard. It's actually really hard to do. And we talked about this before. I remember in the 89, 90s when under Bill Clinton, and it was Republicans were involved too. It wasn't just him. They did whatever they signed, all of a sudden things weren't made in America anymore. Whatever they did.
It was that NAFTA, whatever.
No, NAFTA, but how did China get involved in that? Like, why the heck? And I probably should research this, because all of a sudden everything went from being made in the U.S. to China.
Oh, I know guys in the manufacturing world that will tell you it is cheaper in the development stages. It is cheaper for them to fly to China Work with those people, no matter how many times they have to go back and forth. Work with them to develop a product than it is to work on it here, design it here, and have somebody here make it for them.
Plus all the regulations.
Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
There's so many regulations in place, it's impossible.
But you sell your soul when you go over to China.
Yep, I agree.
And you sell out your country, in my opinion.
You know, you're pretty smart for a girl, though. I mean, you know, a recent article that just came out said that girls are too dull to be able to play chess. Now, fewer girls are playing chess competitively because they're, you know, coaches, they hold biases against the skills of these young girls. Researchers said that, that their study published last month in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, well, that scares me right there, the first large-scale evidence of bias against youth female players. And for the roles parents and mentors play and the women entertaining other male, you know, you look at that. But I've seen this in the computer world. You've probably been a recipient of it at times where they don't talk to young ladies about possible careers in the computer technology world.
I don't know. I mean, when I went to school, there was two paths I was going to take. But one was computers and one was accounting. I picked the boringest
I don't
one.
See you as an accountant, but just saying.
It lasted 6 months. I couldn't do it. Financial analyst was much more exciting. I don't get it with the chess thing. I don't understand this. So as a woman who was formerly a girl, I chose the different things that I wanted to try or that I liked. So I don't understand why, and they say this, I've been in STEM field my entire life, my entire career. And I don't understand, I play chess. Plenty of times I play chess. I don't understand why they think girls wouldn't make that choice on their own. Are they trying to say someone discourages girls from playing chess?
Well, when you read the whole article, yes. It shows that coaches, parents, other adults discourage girls from playing these kind of games.
I've never had that happen in my life.
Well, I would tell you, 20 years ago or 18 years ago when I first, my company hosted what they called a Groundhog Shadow Day event where they would bring people in to see how a certain job was. I had the computer company back then, and we were doing networking, and I said to the woman, I said, look, we have accounting, if you think about it, we have accounting here, we're doing websites, so you got website design, and so it's not just computers per se. If I got one girl out of 20, that was a big deal. I mean, it was a big deal. And I remember saying to her, what's going on? She kept telling me they're just not interested, Joe. We reach out to them, but they're just not interested. Yeah. Huh. And I was married to Tammy. She was doing programming and, for what was the IBM equivalent to Microsoft Office back then?
Right.
Remember that? I mean, that was a big deal. It was either or. So, I don't know. It's still somewhat prevalent today.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's, again, choices girls make as individuals. No one needs to push them to do anything. No one told me, oh, you shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't do this, or you should try this, or you should try that. I think when you take those career tests to see what career you should go in, I think mine was like drama or television or some crap like
really?
That.
Really?
Yes. It was something like that. I've taken a few of them, way back then. It had nothing to do with, logic or any of that kind of things, which is what I'm all about. What I'm actually all about. There's a right answer. So, I don't know. No one ever told me what I couldn't do something. And probably if they did, I would have done it anyway just to spite them. Oh, wait, I did that with my parents. Sorry. I did do that, but that wasn't good things.
it's just again, it's interesting to me that these people who think you should be open to anything. You know, women can call themselves men, men can call themselves women, but apparently you don't have enough brains or what have you to be able to play chess or things like that.
And that's the thing they don't, well, that's the other thing, too. Like, when women make different choices. I started saying, going down that road, but I kind of went off on a tangent. Women make different choices, and it's not, it's because maybe they want to be something that's more, a little bit different. But not all women. And again, it's all about choices. We do make choices.
Yeah. No, listen, I agree. And those choices come from, look, I was never held back from doing anything as a kid. Whatever I want to try to do, any of those things, my parents would let me try. When my kids were growing up, I was into computers. I had a computer company, and I didn't even suggest that they go into the computer world. I mean, I wanted them to find their own passion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I didn't even suggest they go in that direction.
Right, yeah. You want them to, like, get a preview of all different things or learn about all different things, but it's up to them the way they want to go. My niece is actually going to school to be a firefighter.
Wow.
Which That's is what cool. her father does. Her father does that. So
I can't even imagine. I'm a man. I can't even imagine. That's got to be one of the toughest jobs there is, you know?
When they're fighting a fire, it's hardcore brutal. And not only that, but they're first responders because they all have to be paramedics. Now, a lot of places, not everywhere, mm-hmm. but a lot of places they have to be paramedics because that's really what they do mostly, because firefighters did a great job of telling us how to not burn our houses down. They really did.
Yes.
All I think about is, remember the movie A Christmas Story, and I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's my favorite Christmas show.
I'm but sure you've seen it a few times, yes.
Probably a few hundred times, but and there's a scene in it where the father plugs in the lights, and it's I forget when it takes place, but it's like all these things, and it almost blows a socket and burns the house down. Like it could
oh,
burn.
Oh yeah, yep, yeah. Okay.
You don't do that anymore.
No, because then. Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Marin after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's a fighting song. You know, we got to keep fighting. Never stop. Be stubborn like me. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. Kimberly Murren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And, you know, Kimberly, you know, oh, yeah, well, I got you on the show. I can't find a blueberry pie in California to save my rear side.
What? Okay?
Yeah, exactly. See? And every once in a while, I come across one. But even in the frozen section, there's no blueberry pies anywhere. And I was thinking to myself, you can't not turn around in a supermarket in New England without bumping into a blueberry pie.
Oh, I can go get one right now.
Yeah, see? See? I don't know what it is. They got blackberry, or they got the mixed berry pie, whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm thinking, are you telling me the people here just don't like blueberry? That's wrong. That's just wrong at every level.
Oh, is that what it is? Maybe they don't sell it because people don't buy it?
They're like blue bias or something.
I don't see blackberry pie here.
No. No, I don't remember. I mean, the biggies, what, apple? My granddaughter loves pumpkin. But nobody can figure out where she got that because nobody else likes pumpkin pie.
We have apple. I mean, are you talking about in general or just at Thanksgiving?
Well, even at Thanksgiving, you can't find blueberry pies.
Huh.
Anywhere. There's something wrong with now, the, well, we know there's something wrong with the steak, but...
Yeah, well, that's true. No, we get plain blueberry pies even.
Yeah.
No good.
Do they still have... What was that... What was it... I wanted to say TikTok, but that's not... Remember the little pies? The company that makes the really small ones?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And I can't recall seeing them recently, but I remember my husband buying them sometimes.
Oh, loved those as a kid. Ate them all the time.
The little round ones, right?
Yeah.
Are you... Okay. Yeah, no, I haven't
like
seen them in a long
pie.
Time.
Not even that big, you know?
Yeah, a single serving pie, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, for me, it was. Yeah, easy.
Oh, that's funny. I forgot about that, too.
So I want you to think about this. Right now, the United Nations is forcing or pushing hard on third world countries to limit their meat consumption.
What?
Because they want a net zero plan from those countries in order to keep helping them out. So basically, they want you to... Eat bugs, right, and what have you. Because if you've got to transform to plant stuff, well, that can't be net zero. You know?
Wow.
And how do you, you know, farm that stuff without some kind of gas? If they really think they're going to run tractors on solar panels and electricity, they're, my God, that college degree they have isn't worth much anything.
They're just trying to destroy and kill people because in third world countries, they have food scarcity issues already.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to tell people don't eat what meat you can have? Wow.
Oh, no, it's just hilarious. It's when you read through the whole story and they talk about these developing countries now that they're jumping in and teaching how to, you know, eat plant stuff or mostly bugs. Right, because there's so much protein in bugs. Like, are you really?
Wow.
My God.
Let me tell I told you before, I have tried cricket. It's yes. Disgusting.
Yes.
It was a cricket protein bar. So I'm like, oh, why not? Let's try it. And I don't know if you remember, but I brought it as a snack on a plane because it was the only thing I had available real quick to grab or wherever I was. And I took one bite, and it was during takeoff. I couldn't even spit it out, like, in the bathroom. It's horrifying.
I would have spit it in the throw-up bag, but...
I did. That's what I ended up doing.
Look, when I was younger and in Boston going to parties, Jordan Marsh had this, like, exotic candy place in downtown.
Mm.
And they were... Are you ready for this one? They were chocolate-covered ants... Chocolate-covered grasshoppers, chocolate-covered bees, and there was another one. I can't remember what the other one was. But what I would do is the bottom of the box told you what they were, what color denoted what was what, and I'd put that in the bottom of the bowl, and I'd pour all the candy in the chocolate candy in the bowl. And people were eating those things and loving on them until they got to the bottom of the bowl, and you heard the first person scream, and you knew they had gotten to the bottom of the bowl.
That's evil.
But nobody complained about it. I mean, seriously.
Oh,
they were eating them up like they thought the bees were, you know, Rice Krispies covered in chocolate. I just rolled around laughing at them.
That's horrifying.
So I never got invited to anything.
Right.
So I just love this stuff. So they're now laying out how much meat the United States eats and what it takes to pull that all together and some of these other countries, and yet some of these other, it's not fair that some of these other countries are, to your point, they're starving, they don't get the meat, they don't get this, they don't get that. Like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? We have it. Yes, there are some food scarcities in some countries. For the most part, the planet is obese, for God's sakes. You know?
Right.
And you really think these globalist pigs are they're not going to eat meat? Seriously?
Oh, no, they'll be getting all the best meat. That's the, you know, they're going to keep eating meat. They're not going to stop eating meat. And they, again, processed food is what makes people fat, not meat. Not meat, not eggs, not real butter. It's processed food. and that's what they want people to actually eat. It's ridiculous.
I love this. I'll tell you what I really love is they start throwing out things like livestock around the world is responsible for almost 15% of all greenhouse gas emissions.
Which is
okay.
Not true.
And they say, and we need the land, right, for this one, you know, because the populations are growing. Well, if you take away the meat, you start feeding them bugs, you won't need the land because people are going to be croaking anyway.
Right.
You might need the land. You might need the land to bury them in, but that's about it. You know.
Basically, they just want to steal the land.
Yes. Yeah.
Ugh.
And the other one I love is now you have other options in burying people. Let them become part of the tree in your backyard. In other words, take the body, stick it under the tree, let it grow into the tree. I'm like, you're going to be kidding me. But you people.
I think that's kind of a cool idea, but it's a personal decision.
You see that tree? Yay. Uncle Frank is part of that tree. Don't cut it down.
Well, that's the thing. What happens when you move or, you know,
yeah.
that's kind of gross.
I'm sorry. I sit there and I think, you're right, though. It's almost like everything they come up with is a way to skirt I don't want to call it the human condition, but, you know, things that we find sacred, things that we think are important.
Like food, like eating the proper food. They just want to destroy the human race. I mean, not themselves, of course, because, again, while the globalists are living high on the hog, we won't be allowed to have any hog.
No kidding. God. So, last but not least, because we were talking about the crazies earlier. Kim Kardashian has a new, I guess, bra line. Did you hear about this?
I don't know anything about the Kardashians.
Right, no,
except that they're crazy.
So what it has for those women who maybe aren't as well endowed and or can't show as much, it has built-in nipples that show through the clothing, depending on the size you want. And like,
why?
Why? I'm sorry. I'm going to lose it here in a second. You know, women, and they sold out.
Oh, my God.
Okay, she put them up, they sold out, and I'm thinking, is it really that important that real or fake nipples show through a shirt? I'm maybe because I'm old. I don't know, but.
But why would you want to have.
She's calling it, I think she's calling it like the perky bra or something like that. And,
So you just always have, oh, my God, I can't even with this whole thing.
I mean.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
It doesn't stop. Right? I mean, it just, they keep seeming to want to come out with more and more outrageous stuff. And I don't get it. Is that really the road we've gone down here? We've got to get, the crazier we get, the better off everybody is, or the more excited everybody is, or something? I don't know.
It's gross, and most women don't want to have that look all the time. They're embarrassed when that does happen. It's like, oops. That's, oh my God, society.
And that's why, as a society, we are where we're at. There's no other way around it, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm telling you, white leftist women are the downfall of society, of humanity. Somebody just asked me, what are white leftist women doing to destroy it? I'm like, oh my God, are you serious right now? Aside from the fact that they're trying to erase women and they're supporting that.
Oh, yeah.
And then abortion. You know, abortion is the most important thing to white leftist women. Not the economy, not world peace, not any of that. Abortion. That's like the number one thing. Not whether or not your kids are getting a good education. Doesn't matter. Send your kids to public school. Well, they don't send their kids to public school if they can help it.
No, they could care less.
Okay.
All right, lady. We'll catch you here next week. Be careful. I mean, the shopping stuff isn't as crazy as it has been in the past, but whatever. We'll catch you here next Monday. Thanks for being
here. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yep. Don't be seeing your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.